弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to everyone.
上个礼拜不在哈，那个就是在Evergreen 那边有个教会，就是在那边有一些分享。
I went to preach at a church in Evergreen District.
所以很想念大家。
So I do miss everyone.
在那边留下来吃饭也不好意思不吃，所以吃了饭就赶快赶回来。
So I also stayed there for lunch.
所以我看见还有很多弟兄姐妹还留在教会啊，很感谢主还碰得到。
Yeah, after I came back, I still saw quite a few brothers and sisters that were still here.
我觉得神的国度真的很大。
I really feel the kingdom of God is humongous.
然后到处都有神的子民在敬拜他。
Yeah, and everywhere that we see God's people worshiping Him.
但是有一件事情我们要摆在心上。
But there's one thing that we need to remember.
因为世上的人需要主，但是也有很多的不同的教、不同的宗教进来夺取。
We do know that people all need Christ, but we also know that there are also a lot of other religions that they are trying to take all these people who need Christ.
所以我们在那个地方看见很漂亮的教堂，但是它的隔壁呢，就有一个很大、很大、很大的一个叫做锡克教，就是英典那边的一个教的。教堂。
Well, we saw a beautiful church there, but we also saw a very big and beautiful Indian temple there as well.
所以我们需要警醒祷告在这个区域里面。
So we need to be alert and pray for this area.
所以我们再回到我们的以弗所书的信息里面。
So we're going back to the book of Ephesians.
我们前面第一节到第十四节，好，我们大概已经花了大概四个月的时间在分享那边的信息。
So we have spent the first 4 months sharing the verses from 1 to 14 in chapter 1.
接下来呢，我想我们动作会快一点哈，不然的话这一年以弗所书都讲不完了。
So I think from here on we're going to move a little bit faster and try to complete the book of Ephesians a little bit faster.
所以我们今天的经文呢是在以弗所书第一章15到23节。
So our verses today is from the 15th to 23rd.
好，我们有打出来，我们一同来念好吧？可能大家都很多人也会很熟，甚至会背。好，我们一起来。
Now let's read it together.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。好，我们来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，当我们读到这个经文的时候，是的，主，当我们越念，我们心里面就越兴奋，我们越念，我们心里面就越有盼望，因为知道你向信你的人所存的是何等大的一个盼望跟荣耀。你要让我们来经历，主啊，不是在嘴巴上讲，也不是在文字上面而已，你要让我们在生命当中来经历你，主啊，借着这个经文，求主你今天来向我们说话，打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们真知道你。谢谢主，求主来掌管赐福这段时间，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。所以在15到23节的这一段经文里面呢，我们可以看到好像呢那个痛啊，就是整个 thing 转了一下。
所以我们 sorry from verses 15 to to 23, we can see the change of tones in the passages.
因为我们念到前面3到14节，我们就背了很多啊，都是讲到拣选啊，讲到神，我们成为他的儿子啊，有圣灵的印记，都很多那种是理论的东西。
So like from the 3rd to the 14 verses that we see a lot of truth in theory.
这个理论是很好，都是很蒙福的，是天上各样属灵的福气，是一个道理。
So we talk about many spiritual blessings, and it's very nice, but it's in theory.
但是接下来呢，保罗就比较再深入一点，就是哎，有这么好的福气，这么好的，那跟你我有什么关系呢？
So from here on, we understand that we have so many spiritual blessings, but what does it have to do with us?
我们要来怎么样来认识，能够来更经历神这么荣耀的一个恩典在我们的身上？
How do we really know and understand His blessings on us?
所以第十七节呢，他就祷告了。他说什么？他就不住的祷告，求一件事情，求什么呢？求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将一个赐人智慧和启示的灵能赏给我们。
So he keep asking Paul. He keep asking the God our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, that may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we may know him better.
最重要的到十八节，他讲到说，照明你们心中的眼睛。
And the most important verse here is the 18 that he prayed that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened.
所以这边讲的不是肉体的眼睛，是一个心里的眼睛。
So here it's not talking about our eyes in flesh, but it's talking about the spiritual eyes.
所以很特别的一件事情就是，不是肉眼看的东西，而是心里的眼睛看的东西。
It's not we see literally, but it's what we see from our heart.
你说心里面的眼睛能看吗？有视觉神经吗？当然没有。
So do we have really eyes in our heart?
他讲到的是一个属灵里面的那种洞察的那种智慧。
So what he was referring to is the spiritual vision that we have in Christ.
而且这种洞察的东西是心里面的东西，是灵里面的东西，就不是肉体肉眼看得见的东西。
It's the vision that we can see through everything. It's not something we can see through our eyes.
所以保罗接下来讲到的事情呢，都是肉眼看不到的东西。
So all the things that he referred to from here on are things that we cannot see with our flesh eyes.
都是要从我们的心里面那个灵里面的那个感知，那一种的直觉，从天上来的。那种啊，这么样的兴奋，这么样的荣耀的一种心里面的一个 belief， 一个信念。
It has to come within our heart and within the spiritual cognition that's given by the Lord.
所以从心里面发出的那种信念，他讲到三件事情。
And there are three things that he mentioned here.
啊，三件事情呢，我们今天的时间我们只能够 focus 在一件。
I think we can only focus on one thing here today.
他讲三件事情讲到什么呢？
What did he mention here?
第一件事情讲到，他说他的恩召有何等的指望。
The first thing he talked about is the hope of his calling.
恩召，什么叫做恩召？
What is the calling?
就是恩典的呼召。
It's a calling that's full of grace.
就是神的一个呼召，呼叫。
And that the call from God
是神出于恩典的一种召唤
，a call from Him that's full of His mercy and grace。
所以我们都知道，当我们来信主的时候呢，我们都被神所召、所唤、召唤出来，能够来接受他。
You know that all of us have been called from our sins and by God our Savior。
所以我们得到的是那一个救恩。
So what we receive is salvation。
这个我们已经经历过了。
This we have experienced.
但是神接下来呢，要让我们看到说，这个召呢有何等的指望。
But here we want to go one step further. Is his calling is very, very hopeful.
也就是说，召我们出来以后呢，我们要干什么？有什么样的盼望吗 ？Future.
So what do we do after his calling?
未来是什么
？What is our future? What is the hope?
所以就特别就讲到说，让我们的眼睛看见呢未来的一种荣耀的光景。
So here he says that too.To have our enlightened eyes and see the hope of his calling.
所以就是讲到说，我们的未来还没有发生，但是我们的灵里面眼睛呢，已经要看到是一个荣耀的光景。
So even though it has not happened at this point, but we're going to see it through our spiritual eyes.
在罗马书第八章三十节那边有讲到一段经文。
So in Romans 8:30,
让我们来看。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来念好吗
？Can we read it together?
预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀所以就讲到说先定下人就讲到一开始的那个就是神的拣选跟预定来了以后呢招来了招来以后呢说他们是义的就讲到救恩我们被称义了
So he talked about that he has pre-selected usAnd he has called us, and those he called that he had also justified them.
好了，那 justify 就是我们得义了，称义了。So what? 接下来呢，最后一步是神真正终极的一个目标，也就是这一套救恩讲了这么多，最后一个目标是要叫他们得荣耀。
So the ultimate end of selection is not just justified, but also the eternal glory.
所以就讲到说我们的恩召有何等的指望，就讲到是一个未来的一个荣耀的一个盼望光景。
So this gracious calling is going to lead to a glorious ending.
所以接下来他讲到第二件事情，就讲到说在他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So also he mentioned that the glorious inheritance that he has in his holy people.
讲到这个荣耀，就是讲到我们这个儿女成为神的一个基业。
So we talked about the glory of being his people.
我们成为他的基业，也就是说是他的产业，就是他所拥有的产业。我们
as a people, we are his inheritance, his people.
对，那所以在这个基业，就是说神拥有我们这群人成为他的产业呢，有好荣耀的一个光景。
So this inheritance that he has is full of glory.
就是讲到我们能够成为他的产业是一件很荣耀的事情。
So the main thing is that we have become his inheritance, his people, and this is a glorious thing.
所以神要透过这一群的子民来彰显他的荣耀。
So through this group of people that he's going to manifest his glory through us.
但我们都知道我们每一个人都是照着神的形象造的。
We all know that we're created in his image.
所以不管我们走到哪里呢，我们就穿戴的就是神的形象。
So no matter we go, that we also still carry his glorious image.
当圣灵重生我们的时候，我们能够带着基督馨香之气，能够到各到各处，能够有好的行为，就带下神的荣耀形象。
So when we are saved, wherever we go, that we do carry the aroma of God's salvation, and then we will manifest and reveal His grace to people around us.
所以这是我们一个人的一个可以说是我们的怎么说，就是我们的一个 being。
So this is the purpose of our being.
就是我们能够成为这样子的一个人，成为一个神的荣耀，在各道各处。
And so this is the glory that God's going to reveal in us and manifest through us.
但第二，还有更进一步，就是要借着我们的所作所为，能够带出神的荣耀。
And also through what we do and through our works that He's going to reveal His glory.
就是神要使用我们这每一个人，让我们的生命呢，神要做一些事情来彰显他的荣耀。
So God wants to use all of us to reveal His glory through us and show it to people.
神在我们的身上要得荣耀，这是他的最终的计划。
So His purpose in all of us is to reveal His glory.
既然如此，神第一步就是把我们叫进来，然后呢，称我们为义，最后呢，就是让使用我们的人生。
So the steps is He called us and He justified us, and then He will make our life a glorious one.
很多的人信主了以后，他只有得到救恩，但是没有下面的这一步。
A lot of us or many of us only receive the grace of salvation.
我们忘记了，或者我们忽略了神要在我们身上彰显他的荣耀。
And so we kind of forget the following steps that God wants to manifest His glory through us.
我常常觉得我们的生命呢，好像一个 platform, 一个平台一样。
Our life is like a platform.
神呢，要在这个平台上，要在这个舞台上呢，来演戏。
God wants to use this platform to perform a show.
演一出非常漂亮、完美的一出戏。
To perform a beautiful play or show.
所以我们在上面都是让神来工作，让他来导这个编这个剧，来导这个剧，来演这个剧。
So we are all like the actors and actresses in this play.
所以我们就是一个平台，生命就像神要做带出他荣耀的一个平台。
So our life is like a platform for God to use to show His glory.
所以这讲到一开始的两件事，第一个讲到恩召，他的指望，一个荣耀。
So the first thing that we talked about is the hope of His calling.
第二件事情就讲到说，在我们的基业，就是要借着我们把这个荣耀要彰显出来。
And so also the second thing is through us, He wants to manifest His glory.
如果你没听懂这两点的话，没有关系。
So if we still don't understand this first two points,
因为今天我们不谈这两点。
Because we're not going to talk about the first two points today.
我们的重点在第三。
We want to focus on the third point.
他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And which is the incomparably great power that He has given us to those who believe.
我再强调一次，他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
So to us who believe, the incredibly great power that He's going to exert on us.
我觉得我一个人念好像有点孤单，我们一起念好吗？
So let's read it all together again.
从他就开始好了。他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。是，所以我们就知道说，神呢，他要在我们的生命当中呢，要显能力啊。
So Through our lives, God wants to exert His power.
显什么样的能力呢?
What kind of power are we talking about?
显一种没有看过的能力。
It's a power that we have never seen before.
所以保罗讲到这里呢，这个能力可以用什么来比呢？
So what, how can Paul like describe this power that he experienced?
这么戏剧化，这么 dramatic 的一个能力，是怎么样可以来比较一下呢？
It's so powerful, so great that how does he describe this?
保罗接下来就用了下面，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活的能力。
This power is the power that he exerted on the resurrection of our Jesus Christ.
也就是从耶稣基督的死跟耶稣基督的复活这样子的一个特别特别的一个神奇的事情，这样大的一个，因为背后是神的能力在托住他，让这些事情发生。所以这样的一个能力呢，要成为我们在我们身上所显的那样子的能力。
The great power is the power that of resurrection that he has raised, he has exerted on Christ Jesus from death, he raised him from death to life. And this is the power that he's going to impart for us.
也就是完全死了的，完全没有希望，完全绝望的，突然之间他活过来，而且不只是活过来跟原来一样。No, it's much more, it's 超过原来的样子，更加的荣耀，更加的荣耀。
So from the totally dead, he's going to revive from the death and become this power is going to revive everything that is gone and make it even better and surpasses the glory from before.
这种绝望死亡然后变成超乎的荣耀，这种经历呢，当中的力量，当中的 work 就是工作，就是神要在我们身上每一个人要给我们的。
So again, the power that he's going to exert on all of us is the power of the resurrection.
我们都知道死是没有人喜欢听的东西。
We know that none of us like to talk about death.
有没有人喜欢听这个字？我想没有，
我也不喜欢。Is there any of us who like to hear about this word?
它是一个万物的一个终结。
Death is the end to all things.
所有的有生命的、有机的、有机体呢，都会死亡。
So all living organisms are going to die someday.
然后死呢，给我们的感觉就是这样，绝望。无助，好像一个铜墙铁壁一样，你是没有办法跨越的，就是到这边就撞到就死，撞到就你过不去的。
So death is like this end and desperation that it's like the steel wall. Whenever we get there, then that's it. It's gone.
我觉得美国人因为他们有信仰啊，有就是有 Bible 有基督教的文化，所以对死还没那么怎么说忌讳啊。我们中国人呢对死就很忌讳。
Somehow I feel like in the American culture, death is not so much of a taboo as much as it is in Chinese culture.
中国人要提到死的话，那真的是很不好听哈。
Death is really a taboo in the Chinese culture.
我常常有时候看到那个美国出的那种福音单张哈，或者是他们传福音跟人家布道、街头个人谈到的时候，他们会常常会问一个问题。
In the Gospel track that we see all the time, they always ask a question.
他们会问一个问题啊，你如果今天死了，离开这个世界，你会往哪里去
？The question that's always asked is, if you die today, where will you be going?
我看到我就很 amazed， 我就觉得这个问题这个可以翻译成中文直接用吗
？So I always think that this is a very harsh and direct question. Can we even use it directly in Chinese?
我不知道，如果我们今天就碰到或者你走在街上就抓了一个人说，先生，你如果今天死了，你要离开世界，你往哪里去
？Do you think that we can just grab someone on the street and say, if you die today, where are you going? Do you know where you're going?
我想中国人一定会可以那眼珠白的地方给你看啊。
I think most Chinese people would be tremendously offended and probably give you a dirty look.
骂你说你咒我死啊
！Are you cursing me to death？
我们中国人不喜欢。
Chinese people do not like to talk about death.
我们中国人可以上餐馆，我们可以去图书馆，我们可以去博物馆，也可以去什么展览馆都可以，就是不能去什么殡仪馆。
See, most Chinese people would enjoy going to restaurant.Libraries, museums, but the one place that we don't go is the mortuary.
几年前我回台湾帮我们一些在我们当中一个姊妹就是主持一个婚那个不是婚礼那个叫
丧
礼。
A few years ago, I went to Taiwan and conducted a funeral service for a sister that used to come here.
到寄到台湾的殡仪馆，不是这里的台湾的殡仪馆。哎呀，那印象真是深刻。
And that was a mortuary in Taiwan, and gave me a very deep impression.
那要领着那个棺木啊，然后领着棺木啊、我有个人有不同的信仰，领着棺木有道士的，你知道，道士就拿个铃，叮叮叮叮叮叮叮，后面领棺材还有一堆的家属在那叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮，然后要领到那个他们的聚会的厅里面，就是告别式的厅里面。
So in the mortuary, you'll see many different type of ceremonies, and then some is that Taoism, they carry the casket, and there'll be somebody in the front, and then ringing the bells.
基督教怎么办呢？他就说，牧师，那你就领这个棺木啊，你就带着走啊，家人就跟，所以我就带，然后没有东西拎啊，那只好怎么带圣经也跟着走啊。
So for Christians, so what do we do? And he said, Pastor, you still go in front of the casket. So I don't use the bell, so I carry my Bible.
然后有其他棺材要过去的时候，大家那当中的人会说，你们把 face turn aside, 不要去直接看这个棺材。I don't know why.
So other people who also were doing the procession, they would say, if when you see the you don't want to see the casket, you turn your face around and don't look at the casket.
不知道是因为怕不好运，就是有些厄运，或者是说对死人的尊重，我不懂这些。
I don't know what the reason is behind it, but maybe it's because that to show respect or don't want you to bring about bad luck.
但是在那个当中，你就感受到一种绝望。
But through all that, what I feel was desperation.
绝望，灰暗。
The
hopeless,
grayness.
完全的 hopeless.
Total hopelessness.
Hopeless, right?
Ness.
Hopelessness. Yeah, it's a noun. It's okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. 所以就在那个地方你就发现，然后有些的牌子就写了什么天人永诀啊，什么天人永别永隔什么东西，反正就看到就是说 that's it, 没了，到底了，没有了。
And you see a lot of the white cloth that would say forever separated, and it's just the total helplessness and then desperation, and there's just that's the end.
好像我们面对死亡的时候，就是真的像一个铜墙铁壁一样，你就是到那边的时候你撞不过去的，它是这么的坚实，这么的 solid, 过不去。
So death is like the steel wall that we just cannot pierce through it. That's it.
但是呢，当耶稣基督他复活的时候呢，这个是一个很美很美的一个见证，就是讲到那个死里复活那种 power 的见证。
But when Jesus was resurrected from the death, this is a very powerful testimony.
也就是说，这个死里复活的这个神的能力呢，能够把这个死亡的铜墙铁壁把它冲倒，而且呢，大大的过去。
Because this power of resurrection can destroy the steel wall and can go through the steel wall.
好像死亡不再是终点，不再是一个拦阻人就没有路了，没有事，它是被推倒了。
Because then it shows that death is no longer an end.
所以我们就知道这个 power 是多大，就是说从死完全没有生气，一个东西死了怎么可以再活过来？但是耶稣基督不止活过来，而且不是活过来跟他原来一样，是比他原来更荣耀。
And the power that we see is not only that he revived from the lifelessness, but also he raised to a form that's even more glorious than before.
这就是神 powerful 的地方，死了没有希望了，但是他可以叫他第一步叫他活。活起来，第二步叫他活得比原来还没死的时候呢，还要再更加的荣耀。
So the great power that we see here is not only the dead is going to be raised, but also it's going to be raised to a more powerful and more glorious form.
所以我们可以观察到耶稣基督当他死从死里当中死人中复活的时候。
So we can observe that when Jesus was raised from the dead,
门徒他向门徒们显现。
He appeared to the disciples.
很多时候门徒都认不出他来。
But all those many of those disciples cannot even recognize him.
有一次他走在以马忤斯的路上，跟两个一起门徒一起走在以马忤斯的路上。
So he appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
走了，我相信很久一段，因为那个路呢，从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯大概7个 mile。
I think that whole walk was about 7 miles.
这边如果从教会7个 mile， 你会到哪边去了
？So do you know how long is 7 miles from church?
很远了哈。
It's pretty far. It's a pretty good distance.
然后你走路一直走，然后边走就边谈，走这么长的路，没有认出这个是 Jesus。
And he walked and talked to them, but they couldn't recognize that he was Jesus.
为什么
？Why？
我们来看马可福音16:12。
Let's look at Mark 16:12。
讲到这事以后呢，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去走路的时候呢，耶稣怎么样变了形象向他们显现。
Here it says that after Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country,
形象不太一样啊。
The form is different.
玛利亚去坟墓的时候呢，遇到了耶稣，也不认得他。
When Mary went to the tomb and she saw Jesus and she couldn't recognize him either.
这是跟着他们天天一起走路一起生活的一个他们的老师他们的这么熟的人怎么会认不出他来呢
This was someone that they lived together and they see him every day, but they could not recognize their teacher.
因为耶稣变了形象。
Because Jesus changed in his form.
不再能够从肉眼去看了。
It shows in our eyes very differently.
不是从外表来认他。
It's not from his appearance.
而是要从心里的眼睛去认他。
So they have to recognize through the hearts.
所以当我们的心里眼睛被打开被照亮的时候我们就看到了。
So when the eyes of our heart are enlightened, then we can see.
所以我们就知道说当耶稣基督复活的时候他的身体是完全的荣耀远超过他在之前。33年半在地上的那一种的肉体。
So we know that after Jesus resurrected from the death, his earth body was even more glorious than before.
所以这就是一个复活的荣耀。
This is the glory of resurrection.
没有停在这里，接下来他在讲了。
以弗
所书第一章，我们再回到以弗所书第一章21节，他讲到。
Let's go back to the 21st.
OK， 他讲到一件事情呢，不只是。复活了而且是什么远超过来了远超过一切什么执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的也都超过了
It's going to be far above all the rule and authority power and dominion and every name that is invoked
也就是一切执政这边很多的学者认为这所有的描述都在指天使
All these descriptions here, many scholars think that they all refer to angels.
当有的人说，也可能是地上的掌权的人也在里面。反正就是所有的权柄，耶稣基督都超过了。
But the important thing here is God. I mean, Jesus has surpassed all the authorities, all names that you can think of.
我很喜欢讲到后面和一切有名的。
And I really like to talk about that. The following thing that says all things that can be named.
就是什么叫做一切有名的？就是那个有名字的。
That means that anything that can be named.
也就是说，你讲嘛，什么名字，他都比你高。
Any title that you have, that he is higher.
我们讲得出来的名字，我们想得出来的名字，耶稣基督全部超过。
Anything that we can think of, we can name, he surpasses them all.
所以这是多大的能力啊
！This is such a great power that we
cannot imagine. 多尊荣的一个地位。
How glorious that is!
不是存在而已，是我们想象得到的。你讲得出来，是你想象得到的，他都比他高。
Anything that we can think of or imagine, he is higher than all of those.
又就讲到说，当耶稣基督死了，门徒都散了，都走光了，好像觉得没有希望了。
So this is when all of his disciples thought that there was no hope. So they all like just went their own ways.
大家觉得我们的父子死了，还有什么希望？人死就死了。
So they thought that our teacher is gone. So let's just all go home.
可是当耶稣基督复活的时候呢？哇，这个荣耀是远超诸天之上的荣耀。
But when Jesus raised from the dead, then this glory surpasses everything.
我们说上帝是喜欢做新事的。
We know that God likes to do new things.
你可以阿们吗？上帝喜欢做的是新事，他那重复的事情他不太有兴趣。
God doesn't repeat the old things.
那我们做人要跟就很累了，因为从来没看过，不知道他干什么。
So it's hard for us to follow him because we've never seen these things before.
所以今天这个人做见证说，哇，这个荣耀，哇，真是太美了。今天是那个荣耀，哇，太美了。上帝好像都没有重复的。
So we hear like all different kinds of testimonies. That's always different, always new.
就是要让人来敬拜他，让他知道说远超过我们所能想象的东西。
So to let all of us know that his glory is beyond our comprehension, that we can all come before him and worship him.
所以今天呢，不只是耶稣基督从死里复活了，保罗说。我们每一个人身上呢，神都要显他的大能在我们的身上。
So not only Jesus raised from the dead, but also he wants to use his power on all of us and exert that power on all of us, so we can live like him.
讲到像我们这信的人所显的那个能力呢，是何等的浩大。
The great power that he exerted on the people who believe in him.
就像耶稣基督从死里复活那个一样啊。
It's going to be like the power that got Jesus from death to resurrection.
我们会说啊，真的吗
？And we may say, really?
圣经上是这样说，我们就只好这样信了。
This is how it is stated in the Bible, and that's how we're going to believe it.
因为这个事情很多的时候还没发生。
Because many of these have not happened.
但是这边讲到说，像信的人。
But here it says that to those who believe,
不信就没有。
If you don't believe, you don't have it.
信就有。
Believe and you will receive.
因为他向信的人显能力。
Because he revealed himself to those who believe in him.
所以求神来帮助我们。很多的时候呢，我们在困难的当中，好像真是死亡、绝望、灰色、灰心的时候。
So may God help us, because many times we are drowned in the desperation, whatever situation that we're in.
我们的眼睛看到的都是死亡。
Whatever we see, we only see death.
但是心里面有没有看到那个复活的荣耀？
But do we see the glory of resurrection?
我们都知道，在以色列人在历史当中呢，不断的经历上帝的拯救。
We know that the Jewish people, the Israelites, that they continue to experience God's salvation throughout history.
常常用神迹奇事，所谓神大能的膀臂啊，这个能够来帮助他们。
God uses his powerful arms to save them all the time.
很多的时候是不可能的。
Many times it's from our perspective it's impossible.
但是呢，我觉得上帝就对不可能特别有兴趣。
But God really is interested in Mission Impossible.
所以你觉得什么事情你觉得很有把握的时候呢？可能神的时候还没到，你觉得都没有把握了，你觉得哎呀，真是倒霉，不是倒霉，这个该怎么说？悲惨到一个地步的时候呢，上帝就来了。
So a lot of times when you think that you're very confident about something, then maybe the time is not here yet. But whenever you feel that you're really frustrated or desperate, then maybe it's time.
当我们知道以色列人他们在埃及做奴隶的那段时间
，We remember that the Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
神就呼召摩西说：“你要把以色列人带出来。”
So God has called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
结果摩西呢，推了推了，然后最后呢，好吧，就去吧。最后他就跟法老谈。
So Moses has refused many times, but at the end he went to talk to Pharaoh.
他跟法老谈呢，法老就不答应，不但不答应，而且怎么样，把更重的苦就加给他们。
So Pharaoh did not agree to his terms, and he even gave more work to the Israelites.
所以他们就更加的觉得不可能了。
So their burden was greater than before.
我们怎么可能从埃及出去呢
？So how could we leave Egypt?
我们这么几百万、几十万、上百万的劳工，这个算是他们的奴隶呢？怎么会就让我们这样走了呢
？So with this big group of people, how would he let us go?
法老的这个什么积货城、什么 construction， 他们盖不下去了，这人都走光 ，worker 走光了，那怎么办呢？不会让我们走的。
All the projects in Egypt cannot be continued if all the Israelites left them.
一直到最后都不可能到最后神的手下来。
So all these impossibilities keep in their mind, but until God showed them how powerful He is.
所以当最后以色列人走的时候呢，不是偷偷摸摸的走。
So eventually, when the Israelites left Egypt, they did not leave intimidate.
他们是怎么大大方方的走
？So they just left the Egypt.
昂首挺胸的走。
They had their head high.
不止这样呢，还带着他们的金器、银器，还有衣服啊，就他们的隔壁左右要啊，要了以后呢，很丰富的走，慢慢走出去。
So they brought all their treasures along with them, and they walked out of the Egypt.
可能以色列人当初觉得说，哎，我们就偷偷摸摸的能够溜掉算了。
So maybe in the beginning they thought we'll just leave.Secretly.
啊，那不是上帝。
But that's not the that's what God had in mind.
上帝神的荣耀下来是远超过我们所能够想到的。
So whatever God's power is upon them, it's beyond our imagination.
也就是在绝望的当中，神要施展他的大能，让他的荣耀在我们的生命当中显现出来。
In desperation, God wants to show His glory and exert His power on all of us.
他向我们这个信的人要显能力，而且是浩大的能力。
He wants to exert His great power among all these people who believe in Him.
一直到今天，我们看见以色列一直不断的蒙神的赐福。
We continue to see that the Israelites were blessed by God.
大家想到这个国家在这个五百多年前，在主前五百多年前已经亡了。
We know that the Jewish kingdom was already destroyed 500 years before Christ was born.
怎么一直到了2500年以后呢？哇，1948年他又可以复国。
How come that they were able to establish the country again in 1948?
这已经是不得了的事情，好像复活了。
This is really amazing in terms of all the countries.
但是比较之前呢，以前他们是被压制的阶段，好像做二等公民一样。哦，现在呢，哇，在世界的舞台上真的是很有影响力啊。
Before, like, they were slaves and they were despised, but now they have all this prominent positions throughout the world.
连美国的经济大权都掌握在他们手上。
Even in the United States, many Jewish people are in control of the most powerful positions.
这么小小的一个国家，周围所有的阿拉伯联合的公国联合的军队，几十倍他的兵力都打不过他。
In such a small country, Israel, among all these Arabic countries, and they cannot defeat them.
神向信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
God wants to exert His great power to people who believe Him.
在大概十几年前吧，我有一个同事，好，那他还没有相信，那我们有时候就邀他来来教会来小组。
I had a coworker about more than 10 years ago that I always invited him to our cell group.
他从来没有来过。
He never came to our cell group.
后来有一次呢，他加入一个小的公司。
But one time he joined a startup company.
那个公司后来就不是状况就不是很好。
And when the situation of the company wasn't doing too well,
那个 employee 就所有的职员呢，一个一个离职了，离开了。
The employee started to leave the company.
然后人少了，他就慢慢被 promote 起来。
And then he was promoted after people started to leave.
就后来到了一个地步呢，公司真的不行了，要关门了。
But to the point when the company was ready to fold.
在这样子的一个很沮丧，真的好像人生的一个黑暗的路程里面呢。
And during that desperation, then I invited him to join our cell group again.
后来他来的时候呢，他们又后来才知道又传说还有一个公司呢要买他们的公，想要买，不知道是会不会成功。
And at the time that there was hopes that there were talk that maybe some bigger company would buy them out.
但是就一直好像没有影子。
But then there was no sign of the happenings.
这公司也快关门大吉了。
And the company was almost ready to go chapter
11. 所以那个心是非常的低谷啊，到了一个地步。
And he was really desperate and frustrated.
走到教会里面，到小组面来。
So he came to the church and joined the fellowship.
就在那个当中反反复复，后来呢，这个大的公司呢，后来突然之间决定说他们要买他们
小公司。And so during that whole process, finally a bigger company decided to buy them out.
所以后来有一天呢，我就收到一个电话，就是这个我这同事呢，是过去的一个同事呢，他就打电话，他说，今天就说我想请我们小组的人吃饭。
And one day that I got a call from this guy and said, okay, today I'd like to take everybody in the cell group to lunch.
Not lunch, it's
a meal. So I thought he was just going to bring like a few takeouts.
不，他来半桌。
But no, he brought a whole banquet.
Half food. 所有的热腾腾的半桌啊，那好丰盛。我说我个小组怎么这样吃
？And he brought like a whole table worth of banquet food.
因为他大赚一笔。
Because he made it.
从 zero 什么都没有，他的股票可以从 zero 变成很值钱，大赚一笔。
So whatever he owned in stocks turned from zero to a lot.
从那个菜我就知道是大赚一笔。
From the food, I can tell that how much, approximately how much.
我就为他感谢神，因为神也赐福在他的生命当中。
I thank God that He has blessed him through his life.
这么就知道，好像原来是不可能的，但是 somehow 神一开始进来的时候，这个显的能力是极大的一个能力。
It seems like it's improbable, but God has exerted His power and made it happen.
当然呢，接下来他就搬家，搬到很棒的区去了。
And of course, following that, then he moved away to a very nice neighborhood.
这么就发现说，神也不断用各样的一些事情来激励我们的信心，让我们看见。
So God continued to use all kinds of environments to encourage us.
特别就是我觉得神很有意思，就是他每一年就会来一个 cycle。叫我们来认识到什么从死里，什么叫做从死里复活。
And I appreciate the fact that God always uses a cycle to remind us that how faithful He is.
因为我们常常看到冬天到了秋天，冬天叶子就怎么样掉下来，枯了黄了，枯树一根还会活吗？哎，到第二天呢，春天的时候怎么样又冒出新芽来？哇，它又复活了。
Many times that in the fall and the winter time, we see all the leaves are gone and the trees look like they're dead. But when spring comes, all the leaves started to sprout again. We know it's coming. Spring is coming. It's here.
而且长得更大, 发得更旺,
it grows even bigger than before.
更荣耀,
even more beautiful.
我们今年在我们家隔壁有一, 就是隔壁的前院呢, 有一棵很大的树。
Our neighbor's front yard has a very big tree.
所有的其他的树都已经发芽了, 这棵没有。
But all the other trees have started to sprout except for this one.
一直等到三月都没有, 到了四月都没有, 四月中都没有。
March, April, we didn't see anything coming out.
然后我们对面的邻居就说, 这棵树好可怜哦, 就这样死了吗? 真是好可惜,
and all of them thought that this big tree may be dying.
它有很多的shade, 可以, 可以很棒的一棵树。
Because it has provided a beautiful shade in the past.
结果没想到, 在两个礼拜, 它就开始冒芽, 到处冒, 到处冒。
But then after that, in 2 weeks, it started to sprout.
这个就是生命,
and this is life.
所以是神给生命在这当中。
God gives life in all of us.
大家如果注意到，在教会里面还有一块地方啊，你知道，在那个侧门出去有一个小小的一块土。
I don't know if the people notice that there's a little piece of dirt on the side yard, the small lobby here.
有个很小的一个 garden 在那个地方。
And there's a little piece of garden.
到了春天的时候呢，很奇怪哦。 那个地下就会长出冒出绿色的东西，然后还开个花，一看是什么花？有没有人知道？郁金香。So
usually, we don't see anything there. But in spring, then we started to see some green leaves coming out, and then in the spring, we see beautiful tulips coming out of it.
然后郁金香开了开的时间就不长了，然后开了可能一个月或者什么，就开始枯了、干了，然后呢，连枝子都干了，到最后呢，全部死掉。
After the tulip bloom, that it probably usually lasts but a month, and then they started to wither, and everything is gone again.
你在那个土上，你看不到任何的植物，完全没有了。
You don't see anything after it's gone. You cannot see any plants.
到了隔年雨一下，天气一对的时候呢，郁金香又怎样？又出来了，哦，还活着。And
not until the following year again, when the rain comes, the spring comes, then we see the tulips again.
所以上帝也常常让我们经历到这种生命的能力，常常在提醒我们。
So God uses this cycle of life to remind us.
神向信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
The power that He's going to reveal to the people who believe Him is how is great.
我最后讲一个一本书的见证。
I also like to at the end I like to mention a book.
我读过一本书叫做疾风烈火。
I read a book called Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire.
他是讲到一个牧师哈，叫做 Jim Simbala 新杰米牧师哈，Pastor Jim.
Yeah, this book is talked about a pastor called Jim Simbala.
他在纽约的那种布鲁克林区呢牧会。
He has a church in Brooklyn, in New York.
大家想到布鲁克林区就想到什么？
When you think of Brooklyn, what do you think?
讲到帮派, 贩毒, 色情, 这种, 反正就是龙蛇杂处之地, 对吗?
So when we think of that area, we often think about drug dealing, prostitution, and gangsters.
所以, 他的岳父就介绍他到那边去牧会。
His father-in-law introduced him or invited him to be a pastor over in that area.
他说我也没有念过神学，我也没干嘛，我怎么可以牧会呢？
And he said, I never went to a seminary, and then how can I minister at such a church?
他就说只要你愿意，神就要使用你。
And his father-in-law told him that as long as you're willing, then God can use you.
结果他就去到那个教会。
So he went to the church.
一进那个教会呢，那个教堂呢破破烂烂，破烂不堪，那个屋顶都快掉下来了。
And he went to the church, and the church building is very old, and then the ceiling almost caved in.
什么冷暖气什么都不work, 反正就是乱,
nothing work in the church.
很残破的一个,
a very rundown building.
然后呢，教会一进去呢，十几个人。
And then the church has about less than 20 congregation people.
最惨的是呢，他们也有私琴，但私琴呢只会弹一首歌。
They don't have pianists, but I mean they do have a pianist, but the problem is the pianist only knows one song.
所以他们就每次就是唱那一首歌。
And they only sing that one song every time.
有时候那一首歌唱好几次。
And they have to sing that song every time.
而且呢，他到那个地方就很怎么讲，灵命也是很低落，甚至呢， 奉献不多，还有人偷奉献。
So he was very depressed. Not only there's not much donation, but there are people who are stealing from the donation.
第一个主日奉献85块，还有人偷。
And first, a Sunday service, they received a donation of $85, but some people stole it.
当这个 Pastor Jim 他讲完道以后，有一天他讲完道以后呢，他就开始要呼召人。
And one day that he was trying to make a calling.
他呼召的时候呢，突然之间嘎嘎嘎，砰
！So like when he was praying, and all of a sudden he heard this noise.
你知道大家在呼召的时候呢，都很聚精会神，对不对？嘎嘎嘎，砰！
Because everybody was very quiet, but when he was calling, all of a sudden you hear this big noise. What was it?
那一排上面呢，有个排那一排坐子椅子上面坐了五个人，椅子裂掉断掉，嘣，五个人倒在地上。
There was
他在呼召，五个人倒在地上。
During his calling, there was a pewter with five people sitting on it came down, and all of them just fell down to the floor.
在这所有的残破不堪里面呢，他那个小女儿觉得，嗯，这是今天教会最有趣的一件事情。
Like among all these happenings, that his youngest daughter said, "This is the most exciting thing happening in church."
因为他一个人到那边去，就是想要去牧养这个教会，他就觉得说，哎呀，真是灰心啊！讲到这个外面的环境真的是太糟糕了，那人心的这个灵命也太糟糕，反正就是没有办法，太糟糕了。
So he came to this church. Not only the church is very run down, but even the people there are not very together.
就在这个糟糕到不能再糟的时候呢，神的手来了。
But to the point of the desperation, God's hand started to show.
就在有一个主日的早上。
One Sunday morning.
他灰心到了一个地步。
He was so disappointed to the point.
他开始讲道。
He started to preach.
他讲道讲了五分钟。
And he started to preach for 5 minutes.
他就突然哽咽了，没办法再讲了。
Then he couldn't continue.
因为他的灵里面真是非常的低沉。
Because he was struggling so much, even in his spirit.
他就跟他的会友们，他就说很抱歉，我不能再讲了。
So he told his congregation, he apologized to them, says, "I could not continue."
在这种气氛下，我不能说了。
In this atmosphere, I cannot continue my sermon.
我也不知道要讲什么。
I do not what to say.
他说，能不能现在就请那个司琴上去弹点什么东西吧。
And so he asked the pianist to play something.
他说，如果没有上帝帮助我们的话，我不知道该怎么办。
And he said that without God's help, I really don't know what to do.
他说，你们大家也到前面来吧。
And he asked the congregation to come forward.
我们大家一起来寻求吧。
Let's seek God's face together.
不然我不知道还有什么办法。
I don't know what else I can do.
结果大家就到台前来。
So people started to come forward to the sanctuary.
他自己也把脸埋在他的双手里面大哭起来。
And he buried his face in his arms and started to cry.
结果时间过了一下子以后
the time elapsed.
忽然有一个人跪到这个走道中间来。
And all of a sudden there was a guy that just knelt down in the aisle.
哭起来了。
And he started crying.
他就承认我就是那个偷奉献的人。
And he confessed that he was the person who stole the donation.
就在那样子的一个环境里面，大家就原谅他，然后大家就整个教会就火热起来。
So in that moment that people started to understand, and then the whole congregation started to have a revival.
他就发现一件事情，我们能做的就是来到神的面前来向他哭泣。
He found out that there's one thing, only one thing that we can do is come before the Lord and cry out to Him.
结果在这样子的灰心跟低潮当中，神的手一来，教会开始不断的发展。
So in his desperation, God showed His helping hand, and then the church started to revive.
从十几个人变成40个、50个。
From less than 20 to 40, 50, 60.
200, 300.
200, 300.
2000, 3000.
2000, 3000.
今天这个布鲁克林的教会，会幕教会呢，有10000个会友。
So today, this is a Brooklyn Tabernacle Church. They have a congregation about 10,000.
这不是最吸引人的地方。
This is not the most attracting or fascinating part.
最吸引人的是他们的祷告。
The most fascinating part is their church, the church prayer.
他们在祷告，每一个礼拜二的祷告会里面，他们会有2000个人来参加。
In their prayer church prayer meeting, they have 2,000 people attending.
大家一起向神来敬拜、祷告，那种 power。
They all of them gather together and pray to God.
这是他 从那个时候开始学会的东西。
This is what he learned from that point on.
就是在一个绝望，在一个无助的当中，他懂得开始向神来要。
Only in desperation that we cry out to the Lord.
他也相信一件事情，只有神能够解决。
And he knows that only God can help us through that desperation.
所以他讲了一句话，我觉得没真的是很有意思。
So he said one thing.
他说，神被软弱的人吸引。
He said God is drawn to the weak.
神被软弱的人吸引住了。
God is drawn to the people.
他没有办法抗拒那一些谦卑、诚实、承认自己非常需要他的人。
He cannot resist those who are humble, honest, and repent.
神被软弱的人吸引，弟兄姐妹，我们如果很刚强的时候，我们看不到上帝。
God is drawn to the people who are weak. If we are too confident, God
cannot see. 我们自己刚强，靠自己的力量刚强，看不到神的。
If we rely on our own strength, we cannot see God's strength.
只有到了一个地步，神有时候也容许我们，就是自己跌破头，自己撞到一个地步，我们就说：“真的，主啊，我 try everything I can, but I cannot make it. 我没有办法。到最后，我只好摊在神的面前，主啊，主啊，求你来帮助我。”
God allowed us to try it our own way, but only to the point that when we are in desperate situation, God will show His grace.
神被软弱的人吸引。
God is drawn to the weak.
当神的手下来的时候，那就不是我们想要的东西而已了。
When God's helping hand is upon us, it's not just something that we can understand.
是远超诸天之上，胜过一切有名的那样子的荣耀。
It's going to be surpassing all that we know and all that can be named.
这一群人，他们真的是完全的依靠神，祷告是他们教会最重要的事情。
So this group of people, they rely on God only, and the most important thing in their church is prayer.
完全的依靠上帝的能力。
They depend on God solely.
结果他们的诗班呢？他们的诗班在那个 Emmy Award, 就是 Grammy Award, 格莱美奖哈 Grammy Award, 他们那个诗班得到六次还是七次的格莱美奖的那个诗班。
So the Tabernacle Choir has won like several Grammy Awards.
他的太太呢是指挥。
And this pastor's wife is the director.
他的太太呢，没学过音乐，也不识谱。
And then this pastor's wife, she doesn't know much music, and she doesn't read sheet music either.
他们唱诗的时候是不看谱的。
When they sing, they don't read the music sheet.
所以师母唱一句，大家都跟着唱一句。
So the pastor's wife would sing, and then people would repeat after her.
得了 Grammy Award。
And they win six or seven Grammy Awards.
然后他们也 publish 他们做的歌曲。
And they have a lot of hymns and that they or albums that they.
销售量上百万份在外面卖。
It's millions of copies that they sold.
他们教会失败，一份也没买。
Their choir don't buy those albums, don't buy those sheet music.
因为他们看不懂。
Because they don't read it, they don't read the sheet music.
神用谦卑倚靠他的人。
God used people who are humble and honest people.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你现在生命当中有没有任何的难处。
I don't know if there's any difficulty in your life today.
或许在你的工作上。
Maybe it's in your work.
或许在你的人际关系上面。
Maybe it's in your relationships.
在财务上面。
Maybe financially.
或者在你的婚姻。
Maybe your marriage.
甚至你的孩子。
Maybe it's about your children.
我们会不会有时候就遇到那个死亡一样，铜墙铁壁，过不去？
Is it, are you in a situation that you feel like it's the end of the world, that you have hit the steel wall?
你很想要突破，但是你去撞，就是咚，倒在地上。
You would like to break through that steel wall, but you just cannot go through it.
这个时候，我们要来到神的面前。
Let's come before him.
神被软弱的人吸引。
God is drawn to the weak.
而且他向信的人要显他的大能。
And he wants to exert his great power on those who
believe in him. 当我们相信他，紧紧地抓住他的时候，神就要彰显他的大能。
When you hold on to him, when you cry out to him, he's going to exert his power on you.
让我们就把我们所有的难处问题都向神来说。
Let's bring all our difficulties to him and cry out to him.
他向信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And let's see what he can do for you and me with his great power.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你把这个宝贝的一个真理放在我们的里面，让我们懂得一件事情。让我们真的凭的是心里的眼睛，而不是肉眼。在外面所看到的，常常就是让人灰心，让人觉得非常的低沉，没有盼望，死亡，都在这样子的光景里面。但主啊，你总是给我们一个恩典，让我们能够有信心，有一点信心，能够紧紧的来抓住你，知道你要向我们这信的人
所显的能力是何等的浩大。主啊，甚至是从叫耶稣从死里复活那样子的大能。主啊，还有什么比这个能力更大的事情？主，我们相信在我们的日常生活里面，我们难处，我们的一切困难，主，我们都要来靠着你的恩典来经历哦，你叫我们从死里复活的那一种大能。主啊，你要叫死的变成活的，而且远超万有之上，是一个荣耀的。主啊，我们谢谢你在爱我们，在我们软弱的时候，求主你来常常提醒我们，让我们总有一个信心跟盼望，能够持守在你的里面，知道你总要做大事，你向我们所显的能力真是浩大。我们谢谢主，求主来帮助我们，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，我们来唱诗歌。Power in the blood.
你愿从你的罪担释放吗？在主宝血内。